Jackson Payne with the Deseret News. Trey, Trevin, Foos, you guys are seniors. You're lifers with the program. You've survived through a conference transition, a coaching change. What are your feelings now as your career comes to an end? And just are you guys glad you stuck around for this kind of year at BYU?
Start with Trey, and then we'll go to Trev, and then Foos.
Me and Trev were talking about how, like, sticking it out really grows your character, and it makes the wins even sweeter. We've been through a lot, looking through, like, I mean, like you're saying, like the conference change, everything. A lot of adversity in our careers, but we stayed the course. We stayed the course. So then now how the season went, we just have an immense amount of joy and so much gratitude for how it ended. We just have a lot of gratitude.
Yeah, I'll just echo exactly what Trey said. It's been awesome to, you know, represent BYU on my chest the last 6 years. BYU is my family. As soon as I knew Coach was getting the job, I wanted to post it just to let everybody know that I was all in. And like Trey said, it makes the wins a lot sweeter when you're with a program. You stick it out. There's a lot of roller coasters in the season, but I feel like we're kind of a catalyst to where BYU is going, and I'm excited to see the trajectory of where this program's going. But again, super grateful. This family that, you know, we have now with BYU is going to last a lifetime. Super grateful for Cougar Nation, super grateful for, you know, my family and everything. So, just a ton of gratitude for the opportunity to be able to play for this program.
Yeah, I will say the same thing. You know, I will always be grateful for BYU, you know, like, they changed my life forever, you know. Like, it actually was one of the best things ever happened to me, you know. So I will always be a Cook fan.
Do we have any more questions for the student athletes? We'll go down here in row one on this side.
Mike Rodak with 247 Sports. Just what's going through your mind when Mark Sears is hitting those shots and they keep coming and they keep coming?
I mean, Mark Sears is a great player. You know, we had a game plan going in, and, you know, he was able to kind of hit a lot of shots. But again, like, it shows their work ethic, shows how good, you know, Alabama is as a program. And it kind of went their way tonight. So, it'd be awesome to, you know, hopefully play them again, but, you know, you can't at the end of the season. But hope they have tremendous, you know, luck, and, you know, congrats on their game this today.
Any more questions for the student athletes? We'll come back here in row two.
Trey, you specifically, I mean, you had kind of a interesting first 3 years in the program, didn't get a lot of playing time, and then this year really broke out, became a key contributor down the stretch. It felt like as you started to kind of play more down the stretch, BYU season turned. And so what are your feelings with how you finished this season, and do you feel like, what do you feel like kind of clicked with you and the coaching staff down the stretch and to kind of contribute more?
I mean, I want to say click's a good word just because, I mean, like we just talked about staying the course, I'm just grateful for every single one of my brothers. Me and Trevin, me and Foos. I mean, I've lived with Foos my whole career. Trevin's been my brother. I even knew people came in, Mo, KY, I trusted him immediately. Even when I wasn't playing, I had a tremendous amount of respect just because the way he approached everything. He treated me like a man, and I respect that, and all my teammates still treated me the same. Regardless of the ups and downs, obviously I'm happy with that I got a chance to end my college career playing a little bit more. Regardless of it all, I have the same relationship with all of them, regardless of results, just because they're all amazing men. They're all amazing, have amazing character. So,
and we'll stay right there.
And then Mo, obviously, you played with Rutgers to start your career. You came here for one last year at BYU. What are your thoughts on being able to finish your college career at BYU, and what does it mean to you to have had a season like this that's so memorable in program history to finish your college career?
You know, it means a lot. You know, making it down a stretch, as Coach said, you know, picked ninth in the Big 12, and to finish a 3 seed in the Big 12, it's very big, you know. And just credit to everybody, the coaches, players, and everybody that, you know, came together and as one unit, and we made it deep in the tournament. So, yeah, what's the second question, sorry, you asked?
Just, I mean, with your college career ending at BYU.
Oh, yeah, it means everything, you know, just be a Cougar, you know. Just the pride, and also just the environment, and the fans always engage. It means a lot to me, and I'm glad I came in. I finished my college career at BYU.
Any more questions for the student athletes?